coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This message is titled, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. I want to share some things with you. Jesus came to this world for a reason. He came for a reason. You know, a lot of times, many Christians forget or are ignorant of who they really are, what belongs to them, and what they can do. There's no reason for a child of God to be oppressed of the devil. There's no reason. In other words, there's no reason for it. It shouldn't be. The devil cannot oppress you except with your permission. The only reason the devil can rule over any Christian is with his permission, with the permission of that Christian. Whether or not he does it consciously. The devil cannot destroy your business except with your permission. Can't destroy your home except with your permission. Can't destroy your finances except with your permission. He needs your permission. And if you find things going in a certain direction continually, you may have given the devil the permission to do it. Whether or not you knew about it makes no difference. Hallelujah. Now, you know, there are people who say, well, we never can tell what's going to happen. Nobody knows. It's simple. It's easy to say that so that we leave the responsibility to God and make God the scapegoat for all the things that happen. So we can blame someone who's bigger than us for what has happened to us. So say, well, you never know. You just never know. You just never know. So there are many Christians who live in fear. You just never know. Some others say, whatever will be, will be. If it's mine, it will come to me. If it's not mine, it will not come. No. 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 1,000 times no. There's a devil out there that has the responsibility to stop what belongs to you from coming to you. You got to know that. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean everything's going to come out right. Just because you are nice, because sometimes you look at yourself and say, what have I done to deserve this thing? What have I done? I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't troubled anybody. I haven't done anything wrong to anybody. Why am I going through this? Bad things do happen to good people. Bad things happen to good people. In fact, some years ago, I remember a gentleman who said to his children, he warned them, said, look, don't be very good. Now, that's the warning he gave to his children. He said, don't be very good. Because bad things happen to good people. And truly, bad things do happen to good people. So many people wonder, that man was so nice. Why did that happen? Oh, that girl was so wonderful. Why did God allow it? They say, God allowed it. So that's the escapist mechanism. He says, God allowed it. If God doesn't allow it, it won't happen. God allowed it? God? What's God like? So, what is our responsibility in all of this? Does it mean that whatever happens has to do with God? It's God who allowed it or disallowed it? Anyway, you're still there? Take charge of your life. Are you listening to me? Take charge of your life. It's about time you took charge of your life. See, if you don't do something about your life, nothing may change. Your goodness will not change anything. Now, what does that mean, being good? Does it mean we should not be good? No. No, you ought to be good and nice and kind and wonderful. What I'm saying is, all of that will not bring the money in. Will not stop the devil from oppressing you. Will not get rid of the sickness or disease or infirmity. And will not stop poverty from attacking you. Are you hearing this? Somebody asked a question one time. Why is it that all the bad guys have all the good things and all the good guys have all the bad things? Well, that's being generic, really. It's not exactly so. But you know, it seems to be so. And then those of us who are enjoying life then look bad in the eyes of others. They think that, they can't be righteous. That's why everything is going on fine. Something's wrong with them. So they always think that we must be doing something wrong for nice things to be happening to us. Isn't it terrible that people believe that the devil is kind? And helps his kids get all the good things. And God is wicked. And they have to beg him and fast and pray and cry. Sometimes they say 7 days fasting and prayer before you get your deliverance. Deliverance? Then why did Jesus come? 40 days fasting and praying to get a breakthrough. Through what? You see? So, question is, so why did Jesus come? What did he come to do? It's a question they have not been able to answer. Because they're ignorant of the Bible. Can we just read some portions of the Bible? Are you ready with me today? Yeah. Do you have your Bible here? Yeah. If you don't have a Bible here today, I feel sorry for you. Okay. So let's begin from Ephesians chapter number 1. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter number 1. Read from verse 15. Go ahead. I don't know what you're saying. Are you really reading? Okay. Wherefore I also, after I heard, is that what you're reading? Heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, this is a portion of the Bible you've got to study for yourself. You understand? After service, find time to study these portions I'm going to be reading to you. Meditate on them and get to understand them for yourself. All right? Okay. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding, notice verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. That means which he demonstrated in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Praise God. Amen. He says the power, his mighty power, directed toward us, is that power that raised him from the dead and set him at God's right hand. Not right hand side. God's right hand. Not right hand side. When you say, this is my right hand man, does that mean the man that is sitting on the right hand side of your chair? It means your man of authority. The man to whom you have vested authority. So when you say, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, it's not the same as saying, see that at the right hand side of God. So they put God, Papa God like this, Jesus to his right hand side, and the Holy Spirit like a dove flying over his head. Oh, that's wrong. Glory to God. God has only one body. Jesus is the express image of his person. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. So in heaven, you're not going to see Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit? No, you see God in Jesus. On earth, he's in the church, not in the building, in his people, his children. Didn't you just read it? Read verse 22 again. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. Hallelujah. The fullness. He says the church of Jesus Christ is the fullness of God. Whew. Anyway, that's just one part. Let's read another part. Ready? Did you get anything from here? He says Jesus is where? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Glory to God. Wow. Hebrews chapter 2. How could I be afraid? Oh, my. Hebrews chapter 2. Are you there? Read verse 14. 1 to go. 14 into 15, all right? Read. Hallelujah. For as much then, verse 14, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might paralyze. That's the word that's translated destroy there. It doesn't mean to annihilate. It means to paralyze. To make ineffective. That through death he might paralyze him that had the power of death. That is the devil. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Did you see that? He says, Jesus Christ, because we were partakers of flesh and blood, because we were human, he also became human so that through death he might make ineffective, he might make render powerless the one that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver those who all their lifetime were in fear, they were in bondage because of the fear of death. Satan has been paralyzed. Come on here. You know, there are Christians who believe they need deliverance. You know, that the demon that is holding me is too powerful. Oh, I felt sorry for a gentleman. He said something to me. He said, Pastor Chris, I need deliverance. I said, you can deliver yourself. He said, no. He said, because nobody who was ever bound by the devil ever delivered himself in the scripture. Oh, I felt those tears well up in my eyes. Because he only knew a part of the truth and didn't know what Peter called the present truth. It's like somebody coming to say, the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is Olusegun Obasanjo. Or he says the president of the United States is George Bush. That was true. It is no longer true. There is a present truth. You get it? So many Christians are living in the past truth, not in the present truth. It is true that nobody who was ever bound by the devil ever could deliver himself. That was true. But you know what? The present truth is that same devil has been paralyzed by Jesus and cannot hold anybody in bondage who proclaims the name of Jesus. You just walk out. He can't hold you back. You just walk out. You just walk out of his bondage. He can't hold you back. He can't stop you from coming out. The only way he can stop you is by lying to you that you are still in bondage. That's all. If you believe his lies, then you feel the bondage. Then you see the bondage. But Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Didn't say the truth shall set you free. It shall make you free. You get it? There are too many who are under the whiplash of the devil, suffering so much for nothing, because they have been deceived with thinking that the old truth is still there. You know, a gentleman many years ago did an experiment with an insect. Put the insect in a sort of a bottle or a jar, and the insect kept trying to come out. He would jump up and hit the lid and fall back in, and kept trying to come out, jump and hit the lid, and then left it there for a long time until the insect was preconditioned to accepting that there was something there. Then he took off the lid. You know what the insect did? Kept jumping to that level and falling down. Jumping to that level and falling down. But the lid was gone. The insect didn't know the present truth. You get it? That's the way many Christians are. That's the way they are. Hallelujah. He has already delivered them from bondage, who were all their lifetime in that bondage because of the fear of death. Two things there. This is the first one. The other one that I wanted you to see was the part that we read earlier, where he says that he might destroy, that he became flesh and blood. He took part of the same, that he through death might paralyze, render powerless, render ineffective the one who had the power of death, that is the devil. He's defeated him. Jesus has defeated the devil. So the devil is defeated. Come on, say the devil is defeated. I'm not afraid of the devil. The devil is defeated. So he's not a factor in my life or in the circumstances of my life. Let me show you another thing. I hope we can we get this very quickly? Can we? All right. Now, Jesus said something. There are two words that are frequently used in the New Testament, in the Greek New Testament, translated word for us in the English version. All right? So in the English version, you will not know that there's any difference, except in some particular versions that try to distinguish between them. These two words are aeon and cosmos. The book translated world. In some of the newer versions, aeon is translated age, because aeon actually means a definite period of time, a system within a given period of time. A system. You see, aeon, this age. See, this order of things because of the age in which we live. So when we say, when you hear somebody say, we are in a new world, it doesn't mean that the earth has changed. It means this is a new age. So the Greek word for that world or age will be aeon. How do you spell that? A-I-O-N. Aeon. All right? Okay. The second word that's translated world is cosmos. Now, cosmos more particularly refers to the earth, the world, and its order of things, how the people are in the world and how they function in the world. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.